The partial refloating of the 220,000-ton ship came after intensive efforts from 10 tugboats who managed to prise the rear of the ship from the banks of the canal. But there is still some way to go, with the front of the ship still firmly stuck. Salvage crews are now waiting for high tide to resume their work, warning they may be forced to wait until midweek when tides may be higher. At least 369 vessels are waiting to transit the Suez Canal, with authorities warning it may take several days to clear traffic that has built up in the region. Around 15% of world shipping traffic transits the Suez Canal. The current stoppage has been costing the canal between $14 to $15 million a day. Lucy Hoff, Brussels.